Something like a billion people throughout the world tuned in to the opening ceremony of the Olympics. What did you think of it? The Queen parachuting with James Bond into the Olympic Stadium. Mr. Bean played the piano, the tribute to the NHS. Danny Boyle's extravaganza. I've been hearing all about that. I've been listening to some of it. It lasted 4 hours. Let's just have a wee listen to some of the highlights.
To the Games of the 30th Olympiad. To open our ceremony, Olympic cyclist, member of Team GB and Britain's first winner of the Tour de France, Bradley Wiggins.
The Tour de France winner turns and walks backwards and stands now underneath the Olympic bell.
Looks a little bit like.
Is it Bond?
Could
it
he
is.
Be James Bond?
It's Bond. Bond's just muscled his way past a couple of corgis.
But I'll tell you what.
James Bond doesn't
stroke. They need to go
corgis.
On a diet, those corgis, don't they? They can't keep up with him.
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
Good evening, Your Majesty.
Well, the helicopter is steady now, right.
The Queen on the film.
He's just jumped. Oh, yeah.
Well, and the parachutist has emerged. Union Jack. Parachutes. There are two figures parachuting down from the heavens towards the Olympic Stadium.
I think we should avert our gaze. We can see her frock.
One of them is supposed to be the Queen, and the other James Bond.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is absolutely brilliant.
Someone's playing the keyboard.
Oh, there's the surprise.
It's Rowan Atkinson. And he's using the second finger of his left hand.
I fear he may be in character. Anybody got a clue here?
He's got that Mr. Bean look on his face.
He does, doesn't he? Sunshine, Lord, abide
with me. This is what so many people have been waiting for. The arrival of the Great Britain team.
The volunteers have got a completely new spring in their step.
Yeah.
The drums are being beaten heavier than ever.
They're holding hands.
Flags are waving. The arms are in the air.
Great Britain!
People are on their feet all around us. All around the stadium, people are on their feet.
And Sir Chris Hoy in a whiter-than-white outfit. White shorts. Fireworks burst above us. And ticker tape comes down. Chris Hoy, Sir Chris Hoy, the three-time gold medalist in Beijing 4 years ago, is carrying the Union flag one-handed.
To everyone in this stadium attending our opening ceremony, to every athlete waiting, ready, prepared to take part in these games, to everyone in every city and village in the world watching as we begin, welcome to London.
In a sense, the Olympic Games are coming home tonight. This great sports-loving country is widely recognized as the birthplace of modern sport.
I declare open the Games of London, celebrating the 30th Olympiad of the modern era.
The ninth flag bearer.
The discipline of a great athlete demands respect, confidence, conviction, dedication, generosity, and spiritual strength. These virtues are represented here for us tonight by Mr. Muhammad Ali.
Now, as the Olympic bell chimes, the young athletes hold their torches high and turn 360 degrees in the dimly lit stadium here. How very atmospheric this is. And they lean forward and bend down and ignite, each of them, a single tiny flame. And the cauldron has been lit. The Olympic Games have returned to London.
sounds incredible to me. Sounds brilliant. Let me know what you think. 0845 955 678. The commentator David Vance. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Stephen.
And the journalist Chris Ryder. Morning.
Morning.
Thank you, Chris. Now, you two have been at it, haven't you?
Not me.
Slagging each other off on Twitter. Chris has called you, David, cynical beyond all reason and a humourless Philistine. Go back to your cave.
Isn't that a charming tribute from Chris, and one that I wouldn't dignify with a response, obviously.
Well, you did respond. You said, Chris, get off my timeline. This
yes,
is on Twitter. You're a bore.
The content of it. That's right.
Now, let's concentrate actually on what we're talking about here. How on earth can you find fault with that incredible ceremony watched by a billion people throughout the world?
Well, the answer is that, of course, I'm not the only person to have found taken issue with it. And Stephen, let me start by putting on record my full agreement with that left-wing Labour MP, Paul Flynn, who declared that the opening ceremony was, and I quote, full of wonderfully progressive socialist sentiments. I mean, look, Stephen, he's a left-winger, and he could see the political content. So if that's what a socialist says, and who am I to disagree with him, it certainly validates the tweet of Conservative Adrian Burley, who said, and this is where I fully agree as well, it was certainly the most lefty opening ceremony I've ever seen, more than Beijing, the capital of a communist state. So, you know, from my point of view, Stephen, I believe that politics and sport don't mix very well. I'd like to see politics kept right out of sport. Danny Boyle put politics right at the centre.
It was supposed to be reflecting decades and decades of what the country stands for.
No, nonsense,
of what
Stephen.
Represents the country.
Hang on. This country has had a proud history going back centuries. History didn't start in 1950, Stephen. It started centuries before that. You know, we have glories going back right to, you know, from the medieval ages and prior to that. Where was that? The fact is, Danny Boyle presented a particular view of history. It's particular, but people are welcome to like his view of history, and other people, like me, are also, I believe, entitled to take issue
with it. You've gone out of your way to find fault with this. I watched some of it on YouTube last night. I wasn't here when it went out live. It is absolutely incredible,
no,
is it not? As an event, the sophistication of pulling all of those people together in a live stage like that.
Well, you see, I understand your rapture with it, Stephen. But other people, for example, might wonder if, for example, the £27 million that it took to stage it could have been more usefully employed. For example, in the opening ceremony, there was a bizarre tribute to the NHS. Now, £27 million would have built a new NHS hospital.
Divide £27 million by the billion people who watched it.
Oh, so in recessionary times, what's £27 million, Stephen? Is that your view?
Well, I'm saying to you, in any time, what's £27 million if a billion people are getting that impression of the UK? Look, if you're staging the Olympics and you've got an opening ceremony, then how good or how bad do you want it to be?
Well, I mean,
if people throughout the world are watching it.
I would like, well, I'll give you a good for instance. I thought, for example, what was staged for the Jubilee was actually very, very good.
Chris Ryder?
Stephen, I mean, to start reading political interpretations into a ceremony of this sort is just completely off the wall. I mean, this was a world spectacular. They had a very high bar to jump after Peking and what happened there. And Danny Boyle pulled it off spectacularly. Imaginative, original, technically brilliant. And the coordination of all the cast and all the factors was just unbelievably good. And this masterstroke was the involvement of the Queen with James Bond and the whole atmosphere, the whole excitement of it. And, you know, the fact that there was a record television audience after midnight showed that it captured the imagination of the vast audience and held them there. In this day and age, for people with remote buttons, they can switch and jump about channels. The fact that it riveted people enough to stay up late and watch it is testimony in itself. And Danny Boyle, as an artistic director, is quite entitled to draw on the elements of history, the elements of Britishness, the elements of what make the country great, and portray those in a way that was original, technically brilliant, and an absolutely stunning spectacle. And for anybody to try and draw political inference from it is just pygmy-minded.
Well,
there's no other phrase for it. Well, it was
okay,
spectacular.
Is Labour MP Paul Flynn pygmy-minded or not? Yes or no?
Well, why are we talking about a Labour MP? Let's talk about what you think.
Oh, hang on a second. So let's ignore what a Labour MP is,
yes,
because it doesn't suit your argument.
No, let's just ignore what other people think, because they're not here to tell us what they think. You're here to tell us what you think.
Well, I mean, I've told you what I think. I think the ceremony was trash from start to finish. I mean, Boyle managed to avoid centuries
trash
of British history.
Trash from start to finish.
Correct. He focused on dark satanic mills and the grim NHS. Then we had a strange tribute to the victims of militant Islam in 7th.
What do you mean the grim NHS? What do you mean the grim NHS?
Well, you see, Stephen, not everyone worships the NHS. Not everyone. For example, those who on your programme, you show on a regular basis, you trail some of the problems of people who find themselves dying in our wonderful NHS.
Problems with the NHS doesn't mean that it's wrong. I mean,
NHS,
it's going through a difficult period.
Valid point
at the end of the day, the NHS is one of the most important strings in the fabric of our society here.
Well,
it looks after people from the cradle to the grave. It's the envy of the world.
Well,
it's right that it should be celebrated.
And
it's a measure of success that people come from all over the world to benefit from the skills of British medicine and the British NHS.
Well, you
it's quite right and proper that should be celebrated. It's one of the unique features of this country. It's the envy of many other countries which don't have anything like as good health systems.
That's
it's not
nonsense.
Perfect.
It's
nothing
not
ever is.
The world.
But,
it is the end of some sort of
political gesture. It's absolutely small-minded and petty and not even worthy of airtime.
Well, I would say that
was a spectacular world-class event.
But I can still engage in a civilised debate.
Here's Isabel in Belfast. Morning, Isabel.
Good morning.
What do you think, Isabel?
Well, I agree with the person who has just spoken about it, that he's sick looking at it, and so am I.
Sick.
I'm just sick to death of the whole thing, the lead up to it and everything else.
There
and
you
to
go,
say
Stephen,
that the Queen was parachuted down into and the Prince, her husband, that they both were parachuted down, a lot of damned nonsense. When I saw the Queen, I only switched over for about 5 minutes at one stage, just then she was coming into the thing. And she looked to me to be a woman who was absolutely worn out.
Absolutely. She looked bored.
Did you not see that?
What would you rather have, Isabel? What would you seriously rather have? The country has one opportunity to get the Olympics right. They've tried to be innovative. They've tried to be different.
But they're not really different. They have all those people
different.
Dancing about and one thing and the
well,
other.
What would you rather they did? Sat and looked bored.
Who are not a bit interested in it. What about people like that? And you can't even get a decent thing on television since it started.
You think
people
it's overkill?
People are housebound and have to just, you know, it's ridiculous.
But do you...
That's my opinion.
But you didn't like it before, Isabel. Are you not prepared to open up your mind to watching new sport and watching these athletes who have been training, some of them training their lifetime for this one opportunity?
That's their business, you know what I mean? It just doesn't interest me.
Stephen, you're mixing your metaphors as well. There's a difference between an opening ceremony and the sport. People like sport, but, you know, a ceremony is...
Isabel doesn't.
Yeah, sorry, there is a difference between sport and a ceremony. Of course there is. I didn't see any athletes running around the track, did you?
No, I didn't either.
No.
Here's Mayan Rathcoole. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Stephen.
Bring a wee bit of positivity to this, mate. I'm only back, for goodness sake. And these people moaning and gurning.
Stephen, what planet are they on? What planet is that man on, saying the opening ceremony was political?
David Vance, why don't you speak to him?
David.
Hello.
I am over 70 years of age. And I have watched several opening ceremonies of Olympic Games. And believe me, this was one of the best. It was fantastic in every way. In every way.
And
you
absolutely said it was political? I have no problem with that view. But you have to respect the right of the lady who just spoke, and also people like myself, who took a view that actually, all things considered, it was rubbish.
Oh, I cannot believe you're saying that. My granddaughter, who is 11, was sitting watching it with me, and she turned round and said, "Nanny, that is the best history lesson I have ever had in my life."
Oh, dear. Well, I would suggest then maybe a recoup on history might be required, since Danny Boyle managed to miss several centuries off
it. She didn't know about the steel factory. She didn't know quite a lot that they had in that programme. And believe me, it was perfectly coordinated. It was a masterpiece.
Except, of course, if you happen to have the misfortune to listen to Paul McCartney singing out of tune all the way through Hey Jude. I thought he should have chosen to get back.
That was a very small part of the opening ceremony. And yes, Paul McCartney is past it, and he should have the grace to retire.
Agreed.
That was a minute part of that ceremony.
It was a finale.
The whole thing was amazing. And yesterday afternoon, I cheered and cheered for the girl on the bike. I cheered when she got the medal.
Yes,
and I will be cheering for a lot more.
100% in support of that for you. I support our British athletes, but as I say, I didn't like the ceremony produced by Danny Boyle.
The reality is, May, more people have watched this ceremony that David Vance is rubbishing than ever before.
Watching it, Stephen. The figures are standing at a billion. And believe me, he is the only person that I have heard saying anything detrimental.
No, not at all.
If you
check out the reaction
from
international
companies,
it's absolutely positive and amazing. You know, in New York and Germany and France, all these other countries have said that Britain pulled off a wonderfully spectacular, ironic, humorous, skillful launch. And I mean, that was measured against the impact of the one in Beijing. It really shows what an achievement it was. And instead of all this carping about it, you know, it was a British success. It was a British advertisement.
May, I was talking to a wee hard man last night,
yeah,
who was telling me that he was brought to tears. Now, I haven't seen the whole 4 hours. I was sitting in France getting burnt. I'm like a tomato.
Pity you hadn't saw it.
But there was a wee man telling me last night that he was brought to tears by some of it.
Who was I?
It was amazing, Stephen. It was an amazing. Now, we have all sorts of television with, you name it, we have it. I have a 3D TV, and that is amazing. But we can see so much, Stephen, and this, believe me, was up there.
You have a 3D TV?
I didn't see it because it was amazing.
What do you mean a 3D TV?
I have a 3D TV where I can watch programmes in 3D.
Do you?
Yes.
You worth a couple of quid?
No, I worked hard to get this, Stephen. I worked hard to
have a 3D TV.
Well, there's good sales on at the minute, Stephen, and I would advise you to go and invest in one.
But Gregory might shout at me if I get one.
I don't know. I don't know, Stephen. As I say, I'm a pensioner and I watch the TV a lot. And that was an amazing ceremony.
What did you think of some?
I remember it for a very long time.
What did you think of some of the music?
I thought some of the music was good. I even enjoyed Dizzy Rascal. I even enjoyed that, Stephen. So it's sure I have a very wide interest in music.
And Alex Trimble, he's from here.
Paul McCartney. He,
never mind Paul McCartney. Alex Trimble, he's from here. He's from Bangor. He sang on Caliban's Dream. He was the lead singer of Two Door Cinema Club. Have a wee listen to this. This is a local boy singing to a billion people throughout the world. You see, I don't know if I'm old-fashioned, May, but I love this. I love this.
Yes, this is great. And Kenneth Branagh, we were so proud when Kenneth
Branagh... When do you hear this? Shush, do we hear this? Stop talking about others. You're talking about Alex Trimble. Kenneth Branagh. He's a local boy. We should hurry up and sing.
It's a long introduction, Steve.
It is. Vinny's cocked up. I told Vinny to edit this so it started singing straight away. He's useless.
It's a long introduction.
Ah.
long introduction.
You know, David Vance, I'll say this. You've got a local guy from Bangor singing to a billion throughout the world. You've got the coordination of that, and then you've got you whinging this morning.
Well, thanks for your unbiased opinion, Stephen. But let me respond by saying that I can perfectly appreciate the talent of local people, including the young guy you've mentioned. But that does not mean, and nor does it require me, to worship Danny Boyle's opening ceremony.
No, but on that specific song there, do you appreciate that? Do you appreciate the value and the quality of that?
In fact, it would have been good to have the videos and not have some of the ludicrous art performers dancing around the actual bowl.
So Jesus, the music could I come in here? What did he think of the children singing at the Giant's Causeway?
I didn't actually manage to see that bit. But then
you didn't manage to see that then? You didn't see the whole ceremony then?
Every second of it. Pardon?
You didn't see the whole ceremony then?
No, I didn't. I may have fallen asleep, actually, at certain parts. But I managed to catch most of it. It was on long enough, to be fair.
Well, it's a pity you missed the children from Northern Ireland at the Giant's Causeway, because it was really beautiful.
I'm sure it was. And as I tried to say to Stephen, but he doesn't seem to want to take my point, I can appreciate elements and some of the individual performers, but that does not mean that I'm a begrudger just because I point out that I don't like Danny Boyle's politicisation of certain elements of it, which the likes of Chris Ryder deny, but which Labour MPs were very quick to point out.
Do you like Danny Boyle at all? Do you like any of Danny Boyle's work?
Well, if you mean, did I like his most famous movie, Trainspotting, about druggies in Glasgow?
Well, I would say from,
probably
Dr.
not my cup of tea,
is the most famous movie.
Pardon me?
Have you saw that?
Pardon?
Have you saw Slumdog Millionaire?
No, I haven't seen
I would say that's his most famous movie.
No, I haven't.
You don't seem to know a lot about Danny Boyle. You just seem to have taken an umbrage against him.
Sorry, no. It's not a question of whether I know about Danny Boyle or, for example, what political characteristics he may have. My point is that his ceremony included clear elements of politics, which some on this programme want to deny. I'm just pointing them out.